The United States and Britain have resumed their airstrikes on Yemen, continuing a joint military campaign. These attacks have killed more than 60 Yemenis, most of them women and children, and wounded many others. The name of children appeared repeatedly among the victims of the bombing campaign that was launched at the order of US President Donald Trump. On the same day that Yemeni children were killed in these airstrikes, Trump posted a picture of himself with an American child on the White House lawn. While he may have wanted to present himself as someone who cares about children, the bombing in Yemen showed the contradiction in his actions. The attacks once again exposed the empty rhetoric of defending human and children's rights. The airstrikes have also caused significant damage to Yemen's civilian infrastructure. Despite these heavy attacks, it remains uncertain whether the military pressure from the United States will force the Yemeni forces to retreat. Washington claims that airstrikes are intended to restore security in the Red Sea. Since the beginning of the war on Gaza, Yemeni forces have targeted Israeli ships and oil tankers heading to Israel, aiming to pressure Tel Aviv to stop its military operations in Gaza. Yemeni officials have stated that their actions are a response to Israeli aggression against Palestinians. By bombing Yemen, the United States has positioned itself as Israel's defender in the ongoing war on Gaza. The US, not Israel, is now responding to Yemeni attacks on Israeli-linked targets in the Red Sea. The Yemeni operations have had a significant impact on Israel. One major consequence is the increase in consumer prices and inflation. The rise in shipping costs and insurance rates has led to higher prices, especially for food and essential goods in Israel. Alternative transportation methods are costly, and the Israeli economy is struggling to bear the additional burden. Another major consequence is the increased transportation costs. Reports indicate that shipping rates from Asia to Israel have risen by 40 to 50%. Many shipping companies now unload their cargo in European ports and then use smaller vessels to transport goods to Israel, which further raises expenses. The Yemeni attacks have also led to the financial collapse of a key Israeli port. Last summer, the southern port of Eilat declared bankruptcy due to a 58% drop in activity caused by the disruption of maritime trade in the Red Sea. While smaller than Israel's Mediterranean ports, Eilat plays a key role in bulk shipments and vehicle imports. However, due to the decline in operations and revenue, the port is now facing a serious crisis. Despite the heavy US attacks, there is no indication that Yemenis will halt their operations. Instead, they have vowed to retaliate against American military interests in the region. Following a new wave of US airstrikes, Yemen announced that it had targeted the US Navy aircraft carrier USS Harry Truman twice within 24 hours. Yemeni forces have also warned that they will escalate their operations in response to further American attacks. This is not the first time Yemen has faced US bombs. Since the Saudi-led war on Yemen began in 2015, Saudi Arabia has repeatedly used American-made weapons in airstrikes. Amnesty International has documented multiple cases where US-supplied bombs were used against Yemeni civilians. These attacks did not force Yemenis to surrender in the past, and it is unlikely that the current airstrikes will change their determination to continue supporting Palestine.